Lesson 24. 24th lesson. At the post office.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the nearest post office is?
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm a stranger here myself. Perhaps that gentleman over there will be able to help you.
Thank you. I'm sorry to trouble you, but can you direct me to the nearest post office?
Yes, it's in the High Street. As a matter of fact, I'm going in the same direction myself. So if...
Traveling. Those who wish to travel, either for pleasure or on business, have at their disposal various means of transport. There is, for instance, the humble, inexpensive bicycle. Then there's the motor, quickly and cheaply, but for long journeys it's rather tiring. With a motor car, one can travel comfortably for long distances without getting too tired. Luxurious ships cross seas and oceans from one continent to another. Aeroplanes carry passengers to various parts of the world in almost as many hours as it takes days to do the journey by other means. But most of us still have to use trains. Look at this picture of a busy railway station. A train is standing at one of the platforms, ready to leave. Some of the passengers are looking out of the windows, watching the latecomers who are hurrying along, looking for empty seats. The engine is ready to draw the train out of the station. On another platform, a train has just come in. Some passengers are getting out, others are getting in. Those who have not taken the precaution of getting their tickets beforehand are waiting in queues at the booking office. At the bookstalls, people are choosing books, magazines, or newspapers for the journey. At the cloakroom, others are depositing or withdrawing their luggage. Further along, there are refreshment rooms crowded with people snatching a hasty meal, while those with time to spare are sitting in the waiting rooms.